You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. As mentioned last week, we've received many questions from listeners after they received their absentee ballots for the September 8th state primary. There are two trends. Almost half of voters we've spoken to have had no absentee ballot voting instructions, or they've received outdated instructions. If you did not receive instructions and you were voting absentee due to concerns for COVID-19, the Secretary of State and Attorney General have said, despite having botched the instructions, that it is okay for you to sign the religious observance or physical disability side of the affidavit envelope, even if you do not consider yourself disabled otherwise. Leaving this affidavit envelope unsigned will result in the rejection of your ballot, so sign it before sending it. Another frequently asked question is about returning the ballot given the ongoing attempt to undermine the Postal Service. Your town may have a mail slot or drop box at Town Hall, but don't use it for your ballot. The Secretary of State has said if the town's drop box is used, it must be manned by an election worker, or it could invalidate your ballot if you were to leave it. Open Democracy's advice is to request your ballot early and send it back early, preferably 10 days before the election or earlier. Or check your town clerk's office hours and bring it in personally, handing it to the clerk. For more information, go to opendemocracynh.org/absentee. As Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.